we do hear stories of people doing the joggle here on BBC Radio Cornwall, the John O'Groats to Land's End. Neil Russell is running from John O'Groats to Land's End and is very close to his journey's end. He is with me now. Afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
Hello. So tell us about, first of all, where are you?
We're on the way to probably, I think it's got a name actually, it's in the middle of nowhere, really.
There is a place in Cornwall called No Man's Land, I think. So you might be there.
On the way to St Austin.
St Austin. Oh, okay. So you actually, yeah, you're mid Cornwall, not bad. Tell us why you wanted to run from John O'Groats to Land's End.
A number of reasons, really. One, to raise money for Parkinson's UK. Sorry if I'm out of breath.
That's
and
okay.
Secondly, to prove to myself that I can do it. But thirdly, probably most importantly, is to say to anyone who's just been diagnosed with Parkinson's that it isn't the end of the world. You can still do amazing things if you have the resilience and the strength of will to sort of carry it out. And I just hope my example is proof of that.
So you have been running now for all of these days. You, as you say, you have Parkinson's. How is the kind of the constant demands on your body? How are you feeling at the moment?
I've had good days and not such good days. I've had a few injury problems en route. The constant wear and tear on a 64-year-old body has taken its toll. I have back problems and knee problems, shin problems. But all it does is just spur me on to just carry on because of this sort of fantastic and amazing support that I've had. I can't not do it for them, really. So, but the Parkinson's itself.
You're not far off, and you're hoping to reach Land's End on Sunday. Are you on schedule?
I'd love to say yes, but that's going to be my target. But hopefully nobody will be cross with me if I don't get there for Sunday. But I'm desperately trying to get the miles ticked off. And today I hope to get, if I can get 35 miles to get me the truth, I need to.
You're slightly breaking up there, but I think no one will mind if you're a day or two later than you are, because you have come this far as well. And I think your other half, Nikki, has been kind of with you throughout this as well. That must have helped you.
Yes, it has. I mean, the bottom line is I really couldn't do it without her, and without a support mechanism in place, it would be impossible. Well, for me, it would. I mean, there are others who could do it self-supported, but for me, I need the support and help of the third party. So it's been hugely helpful to me.
Well, we wish you all the very best of luck. If anyone wants to find out more about your journey, have you got a web page or a Just Giving page?
I have a Just Giving page, and I'm on Instagram and Facebook, and hopefully it's pretty much up to date, so anyone who's interested can sort of follow my story, and hopefully maybe more donations.
Yes. Well, we'll let you go on with your journey now, Neil, and good luck. Really good to talk to you this afternoon.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Neil. That is Neil Russell, who is near St Austell. He's run from John O'Groats. He has Parkinson's, and he's been running the equivalent of a marathon a day to get to where he is. And if you want to follow him, as he said, he's got a Just Giving page, and he's also on Instagram as well. Honestly, I take my hat off to anyone that wants to to do that as well, to push themselves to do it. We've also been taking some of your messages about the sad news about Jill Murphy, who the author and illustrator who's died at the age of 72, Leitra Wheeler, who we spoke to earlier.